If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Are going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Chobi, since we are talking about some of the Islamic laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei regarding the medical issues, I want to start off this episode, Sheikh Chobi, with this question, you know. Is it permissible for a male doctor to touch or look at the body of a woman during examination?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, when treatment makes it necessary for the woman to uncover her body before a man or a male doctor, and for the doctor to touch and look at her body, and when it's not feasible for the patient to see a woman doctor, there is no objection to such a thing. So there are two things. Mm-hmm. When necessary, yes. And when there is no female doctor available,
yes.
Or maybe if there is a female doctor, he is not as experienced, as good, as skilled, as dexterous as the male doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, in such case, it is permissible for, in the first place, for a woman to turn to a male doctor, a male specialist. And if necessary, that male specialist can touch her, can see her when necessary.
I see. Okay. What's the Islamic law, Sheikh Javid, about a woman doctor looking directly at the private parts or the genitals of another woman? When she can do this, she can carry this out indirectly, for example, through a mirror.
You're right. Well, as I said, if it is possible, if it is feasible to carry out the examination through the mirror, and there is no need for her to look at the woman's private parts or touch it, then it is not permissible for her either. Though she is a male doctor and she is checking or examining another, she is a female doctor and she is checking the body of another female patient, but she cannot look directly or touch her private parts, as long as she can examine or do the job,
yes,
using a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And when a mirror can help, then she must not touch it or look at her private parts, because there is a mirror. He can look at the mirror and see or diagnose the problem.
I see. Sheikh Chobit, you know, a lot of the medical tests require direct or physical contact, all right?
Yeah.
So that doctors would touch, directly the parts involved of their patients, okay?
Yes.
So my question is related to that, like, for example, the pulse. In order to take the pulse count, all right?
Yes.
Of a patient, there has to be some sort of direct contact with the body then. If it is feasible for a nurse from the opposite sex to do these wearing gloves, can he or she still do it without the gloves?
Well, if it is feasible to go about this with the clothes on or by wearing gloves, there is no need for direct contact, by the opposite sex. And with the patient's body, it is therefore not permissible, as long as it is feasible for a nurse from the opposite sex to do these wearing gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing gloves is necessary when he can do the job by wearing gloves. And of course, if wearing gloves, you know, makes it difficult for the doctor to diagnose the problem and treat the illness, then she can remove, or he can remove, the gloves.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away. La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and newly asked questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Majad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. The topic that we are still touching on is the medical conditions and scenarios and Islamic laws, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, about them. Well, Sheikh Javed, is it permissible for a male doctor to carry out plastic surgery for a woman, which entails touching and looking at her body?
Well, in modern time, in this time around, of course, we see that women turn to male doctors for surgery, for plastic surgery, which is usually a cosmetic surgery. And of course, when it comes to the Islamic point of view, Islamic Sharia, and the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, plastic surgery is not a treatment for an illness. It should not be considered a kind of treatment. It is a kind of reconstructive surgery carried out by a doctor. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's not permissible to either touch or look at the body of a woman unless it is done to treat burns, you know, and the like, when it may be necessary to touch the body or look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there, you know, the burns on the face of an individual may look, may cause him or her to look kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, let's give the example of a woman, she feels the need to get the scar removed and to get it treated. So in that case, when necessary, of course, we always use the term necessity. It is permissible for the doctor to touch her. But plastic surgery, generally speaking, is not a treatment
mm-hmm.
of an illness. It is a kind of cosmetic surgery.
Right. Okay. Sheikh Javed, apart from her husband, is it haram for anyone, including the examining or treating doctor, to look at the genitals of a woman?
It is haram for anyone other than the husband, of course, to look at the woman's genitals. It is absolutely haram. There's no doubt about it. The ban includes the treating male or female doctor unless it is necessary on medical grounds. Otherwise, it is absolutely forbidden for anyone other than the husband to look at the woman's private parts or the woman's genital area. And if there is a doctor who treats, whether the doctor is a woman or a man, and the treatment is necessary, and touching or looking at the private parts or the genital area is required, and it is necessary, of course, in the case of necessity, it is permissible, otherwise it's not.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about the emergency situation?
The emergency situation is the same as necessity. It's the emergency situation is yet is
when there isn't a female doctor around, for example, to do the job. Then
of course, when there is a female doctor around, then it is absolutely forbidden
mm-hmm.
for the woman to turn to
exactly.
a male doctor,
yeah,
a
true.
Male examiner. Or a male specialist.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, the religious authorities have said that if the female doctor or female specialist is not as skilled, as experienced as the male doctor, then the woman has the right to turn to the male doctor for treatment and for medication.
Mm-hmm. So the same rule applies to a male gynecologist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
So if there's no female gynecologist around, then it is permissible
for
a woman to refer to
a male
gynecologist. Okay,
sure.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. So please keep us in your prayers too. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
لا إله إلا هو الغفار الجميل وحيد قدير محيط.